Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time. It's within Brimskin time. Yeah, that's right. Sup, Shorty, number 40. I got Mr. Mike Goncalves. Ugh, God damn it with the ASMR. What's wrong with you? Ugh, Miss Meredith McDermott.
Hello.
Oh, she speaks. Oh, hello, Meredith. How are you? You doing all right, sweetheart? You doing okay? You giggling?
I'm doing okay. Is that funny?
Okay, good. I'm just happy. As long as you're happy, I'm happy. Anyway, and our wingman, Mr. Zambo, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. I was trying to start this on such a higher note, and you guys all just were like, all right, I'm just going to chill.
I mean, it's Monday!
Yeah, well, yeah, there you go. But it's not. It's technically Tuesday.
Good morning, everybody.
It's Tuesday.
There you go. Much better.
Wake up.
Anyway, what do you call it?
Put on a little makeup.
As always, within Brim Skin, brought to you by Kikkoman, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again. Mane and Tail hair care products, discover the secret. And Beyer Dynamic high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. So,
today's secret word is
Allentown. Good job. So, you know the drill. Whenever you hear the secret word, make sure you scream real loud. If you're sitting and you're walking your dog and it's taking a crap, well, guess what? If you hear the word, scream real loud. I don't care if it's in your hand and you have to crush it while you're... Oh, yeah, you're looking at me. That's not good. Should I not do that? Should I not say that?
Yeah.
Who's
listening to someone say Allentown while they...
You had to say it.
If you live there... If you live there and they're like, hey, you know, oh, I know you. You work at the Allentown, you know, hospital or something. You know what I mean? Right? And if they know you're listening to the show right now and you do live in the area and you are doing something stupid and somebody calls you out on it, oh, you're in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Imagine loud enough unless you cause a stroke.
That's what I'm talking about. Imagine you're working at the Allentown hospital, and there's the surgeon listening to us in his ear, and he's sitting in the middle of doing some kind of surgery, right? And then, you know, they're
really?
What?
The pretty sure that's against listening to us.
Pretty sure that's against some form of.
We have a lot. First of all, I got to tell you, I have a lot of doctors that pay attention to me. Dr. Pimple Popper, absolutely. what do you call it? The young lady who runs High Vibe Advocate. Okay, she's an attorney, she's not a doctor, my bad.
Oops.
Well, shout out anyway.
Same thing.
Yeah, man, you have to go to school for
10
a lot
years
of things.
School.
Yeah, man. Sure. You're looking at me. Yeah. See,
10 years, $3 million in debt from school, so I mean, come on.
Why do you got to look at me like that?
See, now I'm not looking at
with
you.
With disapproval, you know what I mean? Like,
stop it.
Anyway, you guys know the drill. Make sure you scream yell loud. So, what do you call it? This past week has been pretty crazy. This past weekend, we wound up doing a road trip over
yes.
to do a convention, which
yes.
we'll talk about in a little while.
Yes.
What do you call it? I wanted to mention that we did this past week the premier red carpet event for Roku's Family Kitchen mm-hmm. Revival. So we want to give them a big shout out. Good friends of ours, Chef Jonathan Cinto from MasterChef. He just finally launched the show, him and Tough Monkey Entertainment. And those cats are really, really cool. We're involved with a couple of things that they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we wanted to make sure to show some love. And we went down. Really, really sweet event. I mean, really heartfelt. I mean, they didn't show any of the full episodes. They were showing little bits and pieces of what's to come in the season.
There's
and,
only so much they're allowed to show. Otherwise, it kind of, you know, spoils the bunch.
Yeah, it was really amazing. It's all about, you know, when people that are going through some tough times, whether it's somebody that they know and love passed away, or, you know, it's, you know, has a major disease, you know, or, you know, something happened, and then friends and family that helped these people through those times, it's about the families giving back to these people who helped them out, you know, through these times, and they want to cook dinner and break bread together, and it's a very sweet show.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, having all of the families, you know, or most of the families that were there, you know, be there and watch it. It was just so emotional. It was a beautiful thing. So again, kudos to you guys. It's you know, check it out. It's on Roku, it's on Samsung, and on Amazon Prime. So
hey,
make sure you guys check it out. That being said, what do you call it? I want to tell you, it is after 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock right now, while we're sitting in studio recording. And I gotta say, I'm still not verified by Twitter.
Oh, you're going this route.
Oh, I'm going this route.
Okay, go for it.
I'm going this route. I'm going a couple different routes. I was told by 12 o'clock today, 12 o'clock Monday, which is when we record, okay, is I was going to be verified and on Twitter.
Are they in California?
Well, that's
where are they?
They okay. So the person that's supposed to be doing it is in California, in my opinion, or they're here in New York. Either way, it's past 12 o'clock in both places.
Okay, it's yeah, that far past 12 o'clock.
In California, I understand, but we're still not done. It's still not there. I don't have a blue check. I'm there. I have a blue check on Insta. No. I have a blue check. What are you putting? What hell's wrong with you? Well, first of all, this is radio. People can't see that.
I know. It was just for you.
Oh, it was for me? All right. Well, what do you call it? She's sitting here boo-hooing me. But I have my verification on Facebook, verification on Instagram, verification on Vero, verification on Giphy. I mean, but at the end of the day, I'm still waiting on Twitter. And I was told I'm going to have it, and it's still not here. So that being said, I guess we'll have to see, you know, if something happens in the near future. But I'm a little peeved. What do you think?
Honestly, I'm a fan of doing the one quick benefit of the doubt and be like, you know what? They did say on Monday. I usually say, all right, if it's going to be by noon, something could have came up. I'll give it till end of day. So like 5 p.m.
Yeah, stuff happens on it. You come in Monday.
After
so much
that,
happened,
though.
The emails,
they're hungover.
Yeah. Mm. After that, though. Yeah. I'm absolutely
it's
in that reign
week,
of you are,
really
you know, lost on credibility on my end after
yeah,
that.
Well,
you know
we'll
what I mean?
Find out.
So we have at least another, what, hour and 20 minutes before I go, yeah, not happening.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm you know, like I said, I'm not sold on it.
I completely understand the frustration because I was just like, yeah, why not? If it happens, it happens.
Yeah. We could rant a little bit. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you know, being in this industry for so long, you have so many people that say, hey, I could do this or I could do that or I could get it done. Bro, if you can't get it done, just don't tell me. Doesn't mean I'm going to love you less for it. You know what I mean? I'm going to get pissed off if you tell me you're going to do something and then it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Don't promise big. You know what I mean? Mm. Under promise, over deliver. That's the way it works. You know, under promise, over deliver. You don't need, and you don't need to. You don't need to promise me something to be my friend. You know what I'm saying? We're cool. It might take a little bit of a vetting process because of all the BS that I've dealt with in the past, but it doesn't take a lot to be my friend. You know, and so you know, getting you know, I guess, you know, trying to get in by saying you could do this, that, or the next thing.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. You know what I mean?
Not anymore.
Doesn't work.
Integrity and honesty is what gets you everywhere.
That's what I'm talking about. Integrity. And commitment. Yeah. Integrity.
Turgity.
Like Gunn Kalvis. He's got integrity,
what?
Man.
Integrity.
No, he really has none, does he?
Well, he's got good honesty, though.
He is. Well, I don't know about that either.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm blunt.
Are you honest?
Yeah.
No, blunt and honest are two different things.
He is a chronic blunt man.
Really? Yeah, he is. I got you.
He is definitely. Yeah.
Oh, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Oh, hell yeah.
I got what you laid down there. I did. It was
token what you're rolling.
Wow. Oh, my God. Meanwhile, while we're driving, Steve was like, he saw us Piscataway, and then he did the worst pun ever.
Oh, come on.
Oh, it was the worst. What was it again?
It was, you guys were talking about the whole Twitter verification thing, and if it doesn't happen, and I was like, listen, at very least, their trust is all Piscataway.
Yeah.
And they're just like, and keep in mind, too, I was waking up from a 15-minute nap.
Yeah.
So I saw that sign and jumped right in the opportunity before my brain could even process the fact of what they were talking about.
I would have laughed.
They did.
Oh,
they chuckled.
We laughed, and I said, I don't know why I expected exactly something like that.
Because
it was like I saw his face light up when he saw the sign. And I'm like, oh, God,
Steve is one of the best people to like carpool with just because like he'll be silent for 90% of the ride, and then he'll just hit you with something that you won't forget.
Yeah, that's usually what I do. I mean, remember California? There you go.
craziness.
Hell
anyway,
yeah.
What do you call it? So when we get back from break, I'm going to be talking a little bit about the things we did. We did with Christmas City. And I also want to talk a little bit about Crayola. I'm a little upset with them.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm a little upset with them. And I think we're going to talk about that.
Why, did they change the flavor of the blue crayon?
do you eat crayons?
Wait, they did?
No.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening with Brim.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof.
I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
It's morphin' time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T! In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat, Picant. Picant takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, he hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now with a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Picant is really mixing it up. Dalla's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Picant's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Picant tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PicantTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune in to my brother, Brimstone.
Keto, but between the kids, work, and life, who has time for meal prep? I barely have time to microwave pizza. I saw other moms looking slim and healthy while I was still carrying around 20 pounds of extra baby weight from 8 years ago. So I signed myself up for Healthy Meal Supreme. Picture this: healthy gourmet meals prepared fresh, portioned by chefs, and they deliver direct to my home once a week. The best part is I have a smaller waistline and I have a few extra bucks at the end of the month for a new pair of shoes. Get this, you can even have dessert. They make amazing double chocolate brownies and they're gluten-free. Visit HealthyMealSupreme.com and eat a better meal to get slimmer and healthier today.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock in Pokemon, Urien in Street Fighter, and the King in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Brim.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl! Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
May maiden tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Minutel hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting Ye Olde Shopping Centers or scrolling online at maidentail.com.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Hey-o.
So, what do you call it? This past weekend, we went out to do the great Allentown Comic Con. What? God damn it, Meredith. Sorry. You're so unenthusiastic.
Soiled it.
Why?
Soil it.
Why can't soil you be? Why can't you be enthusiastic? That's you.
You are the embodiment of that sound.
I'm gonna change that soundbite from saying womp womp to Meredith. That's what's gonna, it's gonna be Meredith McDermott. That's what's gonna be. Oh, you guys wanna be Meredith?
Oh, it's you playing my tune again, Brim. Oh, that's
Meredith the Grouch.
I'm not so bad, Brim. What's wrong? Why are you so down?
I really sound like that?
Yes.
Oh, horrifying.
A little less chewy, but yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Be nice about my kind.
It's okay. I'm a quarter Jewish.
Let's not get started on that. Somebody just debunked that whole thing with you.
I know.
Who was it? Was it Phil?
No, it was somebody else. Wait, no. Was it Phil? It wasn't to me, though. It was about a general discussion about, like, some dude. No, it was the dudes next to us at the con.
Okay.
And it was the two guys that were originally doing, like, a work, those two boxers.
Oh, God. We got to talk about that.
You
want
to talk about that?
What does that mean, though, Steve? Like, part of you is like a little skeptic that Jesus isn't like, like I believe in him, but I got my
no.
One of his grandparents.
Part of my mom's family that she primarily grew up with was Jewish. Technically, she was raised a-religious, but celebrated Hanukkah because of a majority of her family being of Jewish descent. So, I know it's a weird thing because we took my dad's side on
my grandmother was Jewish.
religion, so I'm Roman Catholic technically. But I still celebrate Hanukkah. I still celebrate Passover. I do Rosh Hashanah, and I do Christmas.
Yeah. No, you do not.
I do.
How often do
Wait,
you
so do,
do
you
this
fast?
How many
do you
no,
fast?
I don't
yeah,
fast.
Yeah, yeah. So
I don't
no.
fast.
Come on.
How many
no.
gifts do you get?
Oh, wait, yeah, Meredith is talking again.
I don't get that many gifts. For Hanukkah, usually it's just like we all get together for like a Thanksgiving-esque dinner because it's like, you know, the only ones that are going to get like gifts are like the really young kids that are like under like 12.
That's rad.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so that's basically it. It's all good. They get to see Uncle Steve. That's it.
Oh, Uncle Steve. Oh, after a couple minutes.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
Shouldn't be with Uncle Steve.
Oh,
you know,
Steve is very good. Steve is very good with kids, especially when fans come over to come and meet him. He's good with kids. He takes the pictures with them. And he does the wiggles fingers. You know what I'm saying? He does the spirit fingers, wiggles fingers,
because spirit fingers.
Because you don't, you know, so this way you can see I'm not touching anything. You know what I'm saying?
I do hover hand. I'm a Keanu when I talk to, when I take pictures with people, unless it's people I know.
Exactly.
Yeah. If they're doing the hand on my shoulder, I'm gonna do the hand on their shoulder, though. That's
now,
how it works.
Now, speaking of kid things, I'm gonna go here, and I'm not gonna tear them up completely, but I'm a little peeved at Crayola.
You're just gonna break their favorite colors and put them back in the box without them knowing.
You know, I should. All right. So, what do you call it? We have our.
You're gonna
PR
take away
team.
The sharpener from the back of the box and just leave a hole in it.
We have our PR team that usually will call out and contact people when we're coming into an area because you know we like to get out and not just do the events that we're doing, but we want to go and see and experience
cool
different things, events, and so forth.
Yeah.
And what do you call it? We reached out to Crayola. Actually, I reached out personally to Crayola, and I got a call back. And, I was speaking to them, and I said, hey, I'm coming in with my co-hosts from the Grindhouse Radio, yada, yada, yada. And, we're going to be in the area. Would love to come to the Crayola experience. And they're like, oh, my God, yes, absolutely. And then they offered, we'll take care of you. We'll bring you in, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. We'll give you, the tour, the whole, shebang.
So but before you go too crazy, though, to sum up real quick, they dangled the carrot in front of our faces.
It wasn't even a dangle. It was they fed me the carrot. They fed me the carrot. They were like, yes, we want you to come. Then I got on the phone with their social media person. So I spoke with their social media person. And she's like, absolutely. We're looking forward to having you be here. I sent them all the stuff they needed, yada, yada, yada. And 45 minutes later, we're sitting there and finally getting off the phone. Oh, next time you're here with your kids, you're coming by. Because I was like, yeah, my daughter has wanted to go. We just never have the chance. Oh, come by. We'll give you, you'll get comp tickets, whatever you need. Okay, great. We'll give you tickets to give away on your show. On GHR, no problem. Now, again, WBS is not the type of show that Criolla would align with, which is why, you know, that's a different animal. GHR is clean. You know what I mean?
GHR is made to be what we like to be. This one is like where there's like, you know what? We're a little angry. We want to make sure that we're known. Like, yeah.
Whatever you say. Anyway.
Words are hard. I'm eating Laffy Taffy.
WBS is like the Yelp of like GHR.
There you go. You know what I mean? But the fact of the matter is, that we, you know, me personally, not even counting the rest of the crew, I do so much with you know, for the benefit of children, the literacy in children with Stan Lee Foundation. I do, what do you call it? I have a kids' books. I have coloring books. What do you call it? I'm a video game character. I do all this stuff. We just sponsored the Kidpreneur Business Expo. You can't get more involved with the children like that.
Yeah, man, you're the best.
Well, thank you so much. You're so sweet. But the fact of the matter is I got off the phone with them. Everything was set. We changed our entire itinerary around because we wanted to spend a lot of time there because it looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we wanted to incorporate a lot of time.
About, and not even an hour later, maybe like 45 minutes again later, I get a call. Oh, we're going to have to, you know, we appreciate that you wanted to come, but we're not able to have you come in anymore, in that capacity. You're still welcome to come, but we can't have you on that in that capacity anymore. I said, "Excuse me? What are you talking about?" So, we went on and then I explained, when they asked me questions, they said they looked at my Instagram and said that my assets don't align with what Crayola considers a good candidate for a partnership. So I'm like, hold on a second. I said, first of all, my Instagram is PC. I don't put anything crappy on that, but
it's not really like you are.
Right. I am. Spit it out.
I don't know what
I'm a
I would
big
call you.
I'm a big long haired guy with earrings and metal rings and so forth. So
yeah,
you're gonna
but you look like you look like a tough guy.
Right. Which is fine though.
Ogres have
so
layers.
So if the Rock wanted to go there, it wouldn't be they wouldn't take care of the Rock.
Maybe they wouldn't.
Put it this way. It wasn't the fact I would have been perfectly fine paying to go and go in. Okay? We would have expensed it. It would have been fine. The problem was that you invited us to come, you invited us to take care of that you were going to take care of us, and then you rescinded it. So after I go through it with them, I mean, wait.
Can you just go back? He's showing a photo. See? Wait. No. Go back.
What?
See? That one of Brim right there.
Okay. So what about it? What about it?
It's a little scary.
Okay. But
that's not scary.
That's not scary.
To
that's
a little
me
kid.
Going... Dude.
I'm just saying.
I have more little
Crayola.
Kids that come to
I
me at these events.
I believe you do. I'm not... Listen.
What? What are you laughing about?
Nothing.
Anyway, so that
I'm
being said,
it's nothing
saying.
That I that I'm
what are you talking
chuckling
about. It's like
about
off-duty Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Off-season Santa.
That was kind of
the OSS.
Messed up.
I mean, you're so jolly,
that was
dude.
Anyway,
so
to make a long story longer, the fact of the matter is they after going back and forth with them, they said, now that we know a little bit more, if they would have read my bio, they would have gotten a little bit more information.
So wait a second.
So in other words, they've read the stuff that you sent them on purpose for them to understand who we are and who you are, and
right.
What we do and what you do,
right.
Then there wouldn't have been an issue,
right?
But they didn't.
But so then they called up their general, manager who was away on vacation. So her, instead of listening to what they had to say, basically was like, yeah, no, I stand to, for what I said to begin with. So basically what happened was I then waited when they said they'll call me in 10 minutes, another hour and a half, which was too late now for me to switch back the itinerary of what we were going to do, in the morning. So, thank goodness on the way the following day, I was able to set everything up and switch things around and we wound up going to a really, really cool spot, which we'll talk about next segment.
Oh yeah.
So the fact is though, it gets under my skin. Who the hell do you think you are to sit and offer something to somebody and then to completely rescind?
Doinks, dude.
That's
doinks.
How ridiculous is that?
Doinks.
It's not cool. You know what I mean? Again, what they're saying though is by inviting me, then saying, "Oh well, we can't comp you anymore. But if you want to come, you're welcome to come." So hold on a second. So I'm too,
you mean to pay,
quote unquote, scary or not scary or not aligned with you guys to come in and be comped, but I'm still good enough to come in and pay. So you want my kind of people's money that you'll sit and you'll have us there, and then I could sit and take pictures and post whatever I want for you for free. But you know, because I'm well followed, but I can't be comped because, you know, what do you call it? Somebody looked at my Instagram page and was like, "Oh, you know, this doesn't align with us." You know what I mean? So basically, anybody out there, if you want to go there, it's on you. It's up to you. The fact of the matter is they obviously don't like my kind, which means, you know, they don't like anybody who has long hair, is slightly different. You know what I mean?
Man bun.
I was not wearing a man
bun.
Let me
translate this.
Yes.
They don't like people who don't like to color within the lines.
There you go. I like that. There you go.
They only like people who color within the lines and not those who color without.
Steve, you're so profound.
Anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll be back. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey guys, this is Anna Mia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoica, the voice of Owl and Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Grimm, and every once in a while, Sambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.beyerdynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You don't mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
And we're back to Within Brimskin. I'm done with the Crayola rant.
Yeah.
What do you call it? So we went out. The cool place that we went to was, oh my God, this place was banging.
Bethlehem
was,
Steelworks.
Yeah, it's Christmas City.
Yes.
For this time of year, it's a pop-up holiday like bonanza.
It's like Chris Kindlemarkt or something like that.
Exactly.
Whatever called. It's in German. It translates to Christmas
Chris
City.
Chris Kindlemarkt. It's in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
It's in its 27th year.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty, I gotta say, it's pretty much, it's one of a kind. It's a one of a kind type
really
of thing.
It really is. And I never knew the history behind Bethlehem too much. I knew that it was a big steel company way, like a big steelworks like area way back when, but I didn't realize it was actually like a dedicated like American Christmas town.
Oh yeah.
And when I started hearing about that, I'm like, then this festival that's been going on for literally about my entire lifespan makes 10 times more sense.
It's
you know what I mean?
It's been recognized twice, okay, as one of the best holiday markets in the U.S. by Travel and Leisure. And what do you call it? I got to tell you, it is an absolutely heartwarming holiday event. And you know, every single one of these there was like, it was like four or five tents.
Roughly.
Like these ginormous tents. And, you know, it's like, all these really cool things, all different artisans, the whole nine.
Each tent had about 20 to 50 vendors, by the way.
If not more.
Yeah.
You know, we went to, we actually were brought in, and they brought us over to meet Ken and his team at the glass blowing. So,
yes.
What do you call it? Which, everybody out there, make sure you do, what is it, at... What's their
Arts Quest Glass?
Yes, at Arts Quest Glass.
Yes.
What do you call it? This team, absolutely amazing. They took the crew from GHR, and each one of us had the opportunity to literally create and blow out our own glass ornaments. We did the whole thing from scratch. It was such a cool experience. Like, you know, look, I mean, I got to tell you, I've done lots of cool things. This was definitely in the top 20. I thought it was really, really badass. It was really fun. A lot of really cool things we tried out. A lot of different cheeses and wine and hot sauce and, you know what I mean? Like, what was that, toffee?
There was like this English toffee booth, which was like maybe like three tables long, which is pretty big.
Yeah.
Where they had like 50 different flavors of English toffee. And they were all so
good.
Like they were melting your mouth
good.
Where
is it?
We wound up not buying any.
But they are really good.
Okay.
Great story.
For you guys.
But I got tissues.
Because we ate it.
But I got tissues.
I brought you back.
Hey,
tissues.
Man.
I appreciate the Excedrin.
I got you the Excedrin, yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, because I know she drives you nuts, you know? Yeah. But anyway, you know, back to the story. You guys want to check them out. Chris Kindlemarkt in Bethlehem. So what do you call it? You can go to www.christmascity.org. And what do you call it? You can catch them there. Or just look up Chris Kindlemarkt in Bethlehem, and you'll definitely enjoy your time there. That being said, what do you call it? After that, we shot over to the great Allentown Comic Con. Got ourselves set up, you know what I mean? Actually, no, we didn't go there yet. First, we went to our friends
at
Main & Tail.
Yes, we saw Main & Tail.
So we went to our friends over at Main & Tail and got to see their other headquarters. So the last time we were there, we went to one headquarters. This time, we went to the original headquarters. And it is such a cool spot, man. And just like, you know, everybody's so sweet and so kind. And what do you call it? Got to catch up with them and the team. But this is the thing that's really, really badass. We wound up going, because we wanted to go out to dinner together. We shot over to this place called the Hanover Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Mark Dennis over there. He's the owner. The place is haunted.
Yeah.
Legit haunted.
Yeah.
That where they actually have people coming from all over the country, you know, whether it's the ghost hunters and so forth. They do seances there.
Hell yeah.
They show... So first I spoke with his mom while he was like, she works there. And then he got there and he came over and we started having a conversation. So what do you call it? He sat with us and he just told me this entire... The whole thing. I mean, it was unbelievable. I got Tom in on it because Tom's into that stuff too. And he showed us videos, okay? Videos from the location itself.
The security footage.
The security footage of, what do you call it? First, there's a chair that goes flying across the floor, okay? No strings, no nothing, flying across the floor. That's one. In a secondary one, okay, there was, you see a ball of light go from one part of the room to the other, right to where the chair had been.
It's always the orbs, man.
Well, no, follow me on this.
White orbs.
After the orb flew over across the room, You know those little sugar holder things?
Yes.
A sugar holder thing went flying off the table and crashed all on the floor.
The sugar holder. The sugar holder, not the glider.
A sugar holder glided off the table with the sugar in it and crashed all over the floor. And this was all caught on camera. Now, he showed us a couple other things. He showed us around the whole place, and you know, we got to see like there's like some crazy stuff in there. Now, apparently, in the attic, there's like a World War military guy, World War general, or
World
something.
War One, World War One.
Yeah, so
soldier.
He was soldier.
Soldier.
He's up in the attic, and apparently, he's not so friendly. There's a young kid who, for you know, he was on the main floor, as well as other spirits that are in there as well. But the little kid apparently. They found to be, you know, someone who was buried in the parking lot area. Obviously, years and years and years and years earlier. But when they were paving the area before he took control of the place, of course, they found the grave and they actually picked up the gravestone and just moved it and just went right over.
Woof.
It. So the kid is, you know, the kid's spirit or whatever is there. In my opinion, again, I don't know how anybody else feels about this, but you know, it was very interesting and chilling to be in there and hear about this stuff. And what's really, really cool is, you know, I learned a little something about the whole spirit thing. So what do you call it? Apparently, if you are in certain places, like they had the seance there, people came in. There's a thing, such thing called visiting spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And this was confirmed by a couple other people that were there that are, you know, involved in this stuff. So what do you call it? He said that a visiting spirit can come in with somebody, say, oh, this is, you know, I want to be here for a while, stay there, and then leave with somebody else. I've never heard of that, but that's actually a thing. So, yeah, man, it was a really cool experience. And in the next coming weeks, I'm going to have an announcement to make, which has to do with something really big and really cool that I'm going to be doing. And that'll kind of, you know, something like this with this haunted thing will tie into that. So if that all works out and the ink dries, we'll announce it. We'll launch it on the show. And what do you call it? We might be, you know, seeing a little more of that place in the near future. You know what I'm saying?
You
know
what I'm saying? Do you have a spirit with you?
I don't know. He didn't. Oh God. So he says he can hear. He heard some things, not through like not us speaking to each other here, like this.
What if you're unleashing a poltergeist on us?
Well, No. Well, that'd be crazy, right?
That'd be wild.
Oh God forbid. Sure, knock on wood. We'll hear back whatever's on here. We got the mics in here.
Oh, yeah.
But if you think about it, so he's got he said he has a radio that's when he does late night bar. What do you call it? Well, he has it on the bar while he's doing cleaning and. So forth at the end of the night, and in it, what do you call it, he'll sit there and be like cleaning the bar, and clear as day it comes out, it's like, hello Mark, you know. It's like,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
like he goes yeah, he goes, the first couple of times that something like that happened, it was a little crazy, but as the people came in and they explained, and you know, he goes, it's insane. He goes, the other thing that was pretty wild is when he was sitting and working on all the stuff, because he does all the work on the place, because that's what he does by trade. So he's does construction and carpentry. So he was sitting and doing stuff. He goes, a couple of them would take the tools and take them from where they were and move them around the corner. So this way, every time he would go for it, it wouldn't be sitting there, and he had to get up and start looking around and find it. So this is it's like a mischievous type of a thing. Anyway, so we went to Great Allentown Comic Con. What do you call it? Where we had such a blast. It's always a really cool show. I'm gonna put it out there. Gritty from the NHL. What is it? The Flyers.
Yeah, the Philly Flyers.
Philly Flyers. The guy was supposed to be there. The mascot
Prick.
Never showed up.
Yep.
F that Jazz, you're a scumbag, you should have been there,
canceled.
You broke contract.
Canceled.
He didn't even cancel.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be there for 2 days in a row, never showed up.
Yep.
Kept blowing him off, him up, and never showed up.
Yep.
So, you know, if you weren't supposed to be there, Gritty, you know what I mean, or whatever, then let us know. I want to see the proof that you weren't supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying?
The proof out of which you signed saying that you were going to be
there.
Yeah,
that's kind of messed up, man. Anyway.
The ding dong.
Shout out to Brennan Miha from the Power Rangers. He was in the one of the other guests that were there.
Yeah.
He actually he did a freaking handstand
on your shoulders.
On my shoulders. Now,
that was badass.
If, for anybody who does see the video, because I think I'm going to put it out there, and you I know he's going to put it out, but I have shoulder issues. I have bone spurs in my shoulders, and I've had arm problems with, what do you call it, the tendonitis and
Tennis elbow.
So what do you call it? So it was not easy. So it hurt tremendously. Even though he wasn't heavy, it still hurt. But what do you call it? I'm going to put that out there.
You pulled it off, and hopefully it wasn't too bad for you.
Yeah, no, it wasn't too bad.
Good,
it was all right.
Good, good, good.
But I do have shoulder and arm issues, which I really don't put out there much. He also played head-to-head with you in Switch.
It was me, him, and two others who just also happened to be in the general vicinity of each other. Mm-hmm. And because I pulled out my Nintendo Switch just to organize my backpack, and Brennan noticed it. He's like, "Yo, you got Smash?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I have Super Smash." Mm-hmm. And then the guy next to me is like, "Yo, you got Smash?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I got Smash." And then the guy across, I was like, "Yo, you got Smash?" And then literally the four of us were like, "Let's play Smash." And for about a good 20-30 minutes, we just played Smash.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
It was really fun.
It was a very enjoyable
really
time.
Cool photos of that.
Yeah.
Then we shot over for dinner to Mission Barbecue in Whitehall, PA. I'm going to tell you, shout out to Jen. Thank you so much for taking care of us. We went with, it was the GHR crew and Phil Lamar.
Yes.
We had an amazing time. Got to spend some quality time with Phil. He's one of my good friends, and I don't get to see him very often, so it was really nice to be able to sit and go break bread. And Jen was amazing. Not only was she awesome, the staff was awesome, and the food was redonkulous, as always. Absolutely redonkulous. I love it there. Go get it. Ribs, brisket, all that stuff, and it supports the military.
Green beans, potatoes, tomatoes.
Mission Barbecue, Whitehall, PA. Check them out. Tell them Brim sent you. Anyway, thanks again for tuning into Within Brim Skin. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media. Hopefully Twitter will be verified soon. Who knows? And we'll be hanging again with you next week.
Oh, yeah. Without my...
Good night.